You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
In the studio this time, they are an ex illustrator for Critic.
Yeah.
Correct? Yeah. We have Justina King in studio here for a chat about Makeshift, which is a cool upcycling fashion themed series of workshops and a film.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot going on. How are you doing this morning, man?
I'm good. It's cold out there.
It is cold out here. Do you want to move close to the microphone?
Ah.
There you go, mate.
Hello,
there you go. Is the seat quite high?
Like a little, but
yeah. There you go.
Thank you for reminding me to just do that. I forget. I'm so used to having my legs dangling that I just accept my fate sometimes.
I find that these are the chairs we're sitting in for you, dear listener. They're very recent. They're very new, and we actually assembled them ourselves yesterday.
Oh no way!
They're super out of the box, and we timed it. I think it took 3 minutes to build them.
The Radio 1 merch chairs.
Yeah, exclusive merch just for us. And yeah, the up down mechanic is actually quite janky. It's very sharp.
Yeah,
it's not soft.
That's
why
you can't buy one.
This is very true. Yeah. But Makeshift Festival, I don't know anything about it. I haven't seen any much press about it. It's about upcycling, recycling fashion, fabrics, textiles, making your own stuff. Yeah, that's sort of the vibe.
Yeah, I can tell you more about it. So it started as like, it was sort of the design response to like an identified problem in my honors like research that I did last year. So I come from the background of communication design, so that's more graphic design over fashion making.
Mm.
But I've done a little fashion study too. I did the fashion certificate, so I sort of used my postgrad year to combine my skills from both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I looked into like what's going on in fashion sustainability and literature at the moment, and my sort of takeaway from everything is that the narrative that we need to like only think about where we buy things rather than how fashion exists after it's bought, it's like dominating a bit. It's kind of like,
and where's the problem with that narrative?
Like, I think the best sort of comparison I can make to explain it is kind of like how people are switching from like electric cars instead of petrol-based.
Right.
And they're like, this is going to solve the problem.
Yes, totally.
But it doesn't, because you're actually just taking another...
It's still consumption.
Yeah, it's still consumption. Mm. And it's kind of the same with op shopping and, you know, buying stuff new. You're not actually really solving anything.
Mm.
You still have that consumption over consumption mindset. You know, it's still quite normal to shop regularly, but it's not actually addressing any underlying problems at hand. You know, I think with Makeshift, we're sort of trying to reframe that lifestyle a little bit to be more like of a celebration of the clothes that you already have at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are the like possibilities for your clothes for like styling or rewearing? Not even necessarily upcycling, but like there are a million ways to wear a scarf.
Mm-hmm.
In like ways you might have not even thought of before, and that just requires like a little bit of experimentation.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, for example, like some of the outfits I've gotten the most compliments on have been things where I wore something the wrong, quote unquote, wrong way, and that's what I'm just trying to kind of encourage people to think about, is like, you can also be a designer. You don't have to go to design school to be allowed to curate what your outfit is.
Mm.
You know, even though you've been told there's rules on how you're allowed to wear like a t-shirt or like a cardigan, you can actually just wear it upside down and put your arm through the wrong hole and call
Completely.
It a day. Yeah.
And are you encouraging people to like modify their inventory or their wardrobe as well with like dyes or recoloring or anything like that?
Yeah, last year, so we had two workshops, and one was a screen printing one, and the other one was the styling, experimental styling one.
Mm.
And the screen printing one I chose to do because I did like a sort of poll on our Instagram to be like, hey guys, because I am one of the people at yours, for the 43 Mori Place.
Mm-hmm.
On our yours Instagram, I was like, hey guys, we're going to have some workshops soon that are like fashion-based. What do you actually want to learn? Because I'm not going to assume that for you. I'm not just going to be like, here's a workshop. You should come. I'm going to force you to come. It should be, I really, because it's research-based, right, we want to base it on what people actually want. So that was like the overwhelming majority of votes. Is I think people in Dunedin really like screen printing. I've noticed.
They do.
It's so popular here.
It's crazy. It is nuts.
It's like a pretty common place to go to a gig and get a screen printed shirt from your favorite band here.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, there's a few like local punks that know their stuff, know their way around screen printing. We have a screen printing studio at yours. And when I was still an undergrad design student, we had this thing called electives, which is like basically you can take any class from any design discipline for 3 weeks in the middle of the year, and that includes culinary arts. So like even if I'm a graphic design student, I could take a cooking class for 3 weeks.
How to make
if I
nice
wanted.
Burger.
Yeah, and so there was always the fashion school always had the screen printing class. And that always fills up first. Like, it's notorious for filling up. So
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
That and, like, surprising amount of jewelry makers here as well.
Yeah.
It's miraculous. So this year, you're doing this experimental fashion workshop, correct?
No. So this year, it's... So because when I started Makeshift, I also saw it as, like, an opportunity to connect all of the existing sustainability initiatives.
Like Stitch Kitchen, Dunedin Dream Broker, Curtain Bank, whatever?
So Stitch Kitchen, Teodaka are like going to be a big part of this. They have a pop-up market that they're going to have at yours. We've got local artists like selling the work that they've made, like lino cut printing. We're working with Cook Brothers and a couple of their carpenters. One of them, his specific role is to be a sustainability carpenter.
Whoa.
Like, for, like, the community and to help teach skills to, like, schools and community organizations.
That's sick.
Yeah, so they're going to have a workshop, which I really want to encourage students to come to because we're making something that I feel like would be very useful for a student. It's a multi-purpose box that could be, like, it could be, like, something that you carry drinks in, or you could, like, tie it to the back of your bike and carry your vegetables from the market.
Mm.
Or, like, it can be a stool, it could be a shelf, so it's, like...
It could be a planter.
Yeah, it could be a planter, so I feel like it's a very, like, extremely useful thing to know how to make as a student. And then you get all the basics of carpentry from that. Mm. So you could, like, make more things that you need for your flat.
Do you think as we approach sort of... yeah, some really critical times in human history in the next 20 years. I feel like people are getting more prepared to do things like learn how to build, learn how to garden.
Yeah.
You know, be more self-sustaining rather than relying on this very fragile system of supply chains and economics that really isn't rewarding us or the planet very well.
Yeah, and I think, Makeshift is trying to connect people to those like places where you can acquire those skills, because a lot of people will come into yours and tell me they've never heard of Stitch Kitchen.
Mm.
Like, they'll be like, when do you have a mending workshop next? And I'll be like, oh, have you heard of this place? And they're like, no, what's that? And that really indicated to me, like, there needs to be some kind of project that connects the people that want these things to those organizations that are already there, that just maybe not enough awareness has been generated.
Mm-hmm.
So Stitch Kitchen, Teodaka, Come to Tech, Cook Brothers, but they're more helping with carpentry for like the community rather than, you know, their other commercial projects.
And so you've got all these workshops and you're also doing a film, I hear?
Yeah, yes. So I have 4 design interns from the Polytech Design School that are kind of assisting me with production at the moment. So 3, 2, 2.5. I say half because one of them is doing like a double internship with another organization. They are filmmakers. So one of them is... I don't want to spoil because I kind of just want people to see,
it for
the story when it comes out rather than me telling
you. Can you say what the genre of the film is going to be and what the length might be?
It's a little bit slightly gory.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's a
like
little...
Like a horror?
Like a little bit, but in like a fashion, high fashion way.
Okay.
Yeah.
High fashion horror.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Speaking of horror, have you seen Obsession or Backrooms? Have you seen either of them?
All the people have been talking
about
to me.
Yeah, because they're both were worth a watch.
Actually, it was my birthday yesterday, and I was going out for dinner with my friends.
Really? It was your birthday yesterday?
Yeah. And,
okay.
Oh, wow.
Birthday ear horn.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate that. I was really hoping that that would happen today. That makes my life so much more
fruitful. And
I can put that in my CV, actually. Zach, put a soundboard sound on.
Don't tempt me to use the rest of this thing because it gets really I mean, I've got like this. If we want to talk about horror and gore, we can do a change of sound effect. You know, keep talking though. You keep talking. It was your birthday. Yeah, did you go see a movie?
They all the like my friends the whole night were talking about. Let's go see Backrooms. Let's go see Backrooms. So that's still fresh on my mind.
Mm-hmm. You haven't seen it yet, though.
No. We were planning on it. They were
what
doing
happened?
The planning last night. Basically, we made a group chat.
Uh huh. But how come you didn't end up going?
It was too late at night. Oh. It was like 9. You know.
True.
Cinema's closed.
You'd be surprised at some of the later screenings. But anyway, Makeshift Fest. When about is it happening?
July 17th to August 16th.
Oh, so quite like a month of festivities.
Yeah. So it's like a whole festival.
Mean.
Yes, please come along. You know, most of our workshops are koha.
Mm-hmm.
It's also kind of like a project to help support the space and keep it going. Mm-hmm. So that is mostly where the funds are going from there.
Because, yours is... definitely need some assistance, hey?
Yeah.
A bailout.
Yes.
Chris Luxon, please, bro.
If you want a coffee, consider giving a little bit more, but like no pressure because it is a koha system. But it would be really nice.
I think it would be required.
Yeah.
One could say. No, but that's really cool. Makeshift Fest happening July 17th to August 16th, you said?
Yeah.
Mean. And there's going to be a film screening at the very end of it.
Yeah, at some point, I think.
At some point.
We may or may not coordinate that with Te Araka. We shall see.
Cool.
Or, one thing I can spoil about the film is one of the Te Araka members is the main actor.
The main star.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool, yeah. Oh, we love giving students acting opportunities. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to me about Makeshift. Do you have any final thoughts, words, or opinions to leave with our listeners?
I think if you are interested in sustainability but feel really overwhelmed and paralyzed by all the statistics coming out right now, Makeshift is trying to reframe that as more of a extension of your creativity and like autonomy in your expression. So it's not a chore, something fun that you want to do and you get to go to meet other people with like-minded values. That I feel like that's way less paralyzing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
People with like-minded values? Ooh. I only want to hang out with people I hate.
You know, it's collective action when, you know.
Yeah, totally.
When you reframe it as being social.
That's good. That's a good way to do it. All right. Thank you so much, Justina. Folks, that was Justina King coming on to talk about Makeshift Fest happening at yours. It's a series of sustainability-focused workshops happening June 17th to August 16th.
No.
Oh, sorry. July.
Yeah.
I always get those 2 months very confused.
That's okay.
We've got...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.